Thanks for joining us on the JX today. We'll start by visiting with the Siskiyou Mountain Club. The Ashland-based club gets way into the outback of our region, doing trail restoration and maintenance work in remote places like the Kalmiopsis Wilderness and the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest. We've heard on previous visits by club staffers that the trail work is hard, dirty, and sweaty, and the people who do it tend to love it. There's an opportunity to see the work up close without actually doing it. Siskiyou Mountain Club created a documentary, A Long Way to Nowhere, and it's hosting screenings around the region with two left, tonight in Gold Beach and tomorrow in Coos Bay. So here we have with us Gabe Howe, the Siskiyou Mountain Club Executive Director. Welcome back, Gabe.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good to have you. And Vincent DeFrancesco is with us as well, who's the Siskiyou Mountain Club Communications Associate and the filmmaker. Welcome, Vincent.
Hi, thanks.
Gabe, if you would, give us a brief history lesson again. I mean, Siskiyou Mountain Club has been around for more than a decade now, and you've run up a bunch of miles and projects.
Yeah, that's right. The organization was founded in 2010 by a small group of volunteers who started just going out and opening up trails on the map that had disappeared underneath wildfire damage and, sometimes decades-long maintenance deferments. We've grown over the years. We now have a staff of, five or six permanents, and then we have these big seasonal programs. We help manage about 400 miles of backcountry trails across the National Forest of Southwest Oregon and Northwest California, we have a good time doing it.
Well, and that's the thing is, I mean, with these previous tales you've shared with us about the dirty, sweaty, demanding work that people do in this trail work, particularly in the summertime wilderness core, it seems like this kind of lends itself to a documentary.
Yeah, I think it does. And what we were really trying to achieve with this is bringing our mission to more people who like the idea of public lands. And like the idea of that service to public lands being extended to the next generation, but they're not necessarily going to make their way up to a trailhead and march in, but they're happy, to watch a film and get a little bit better idea of what the mechanics of all this really looks like.
So, Vincent DeFrancesco, talk about how the film project arose. Did somebody come to you? Did you come to somebody? How did it all get started?
Well, I first heard of Siskiyou Mountain Club from a Google search, and I interned with them. I was a part of the crew in 2022, and over the course of that summer, I took a lot of photographs, and I created this photo project that I shared with Gabe, and that kind of sparked an idea in both our minds that I could come back and create a film. I just graduated with my film degree from DePaul University. So we both decided that we both came up with a job description for me to come on as a communications person, and I created this film. That's kind of how the idea came about.
So so basically, you had to go out there to the places where all the people were, but hold a camera on them instead of doing the work.
That's right. Yeah, I had to carry in. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, did it make you a very unpopular guy at times? Like, dude, seriously?
Well, it was important for me to build rapport with, mm-hmm. with the crew. So I spent a lot of time with them just person to person without the camera. And I think that helped build some rapport and some confidence in me as someone that they could talk to who wasn't just a guy with a camera, but I was also, someone who they could just talk to as a person. I think building that rapport was really important. So they didn't just treat me as, this kind of obnoxious presence out there. So
we're talking to Vincent DeFrancesco and Gabe Howe from the Siskiyou Mountain Club about the documentary that Vincent made called A Long Way to Nowhere about the trail work that the Mountain Club does, as you heard, in supporting something like 400 miles of trails across southwestern Oregon and northwestern California. Here we have a little portion of the trailer that I want to play for the audience here. So this is a little clip of the trailer from Long Way to Nowhere.
Probably the hardest thing I'll ever do on so many different fronts of physically, you're being tested. Mentally, emotionally, you're being tested, and then, when you're tired, you still have to work, or you still have to, come back to camp and, survive in a sense.
Back again.
All right, so that music goes under a montage of the person talking, going up, down, and across some rugged land. Gabe, are there many places where there's actually flat and not bumpy terrain in the Kalmyopsis wilderness?
There are, but I won't talk about them.
You want nothing to do with them?
No. There are some plateaus and some savannas and some nice river bars, but generally it is just a very rugged place with a complex topographical profile, I would say.
And who is the person we heard from in the trailer, Gabe?
That was Megan Rangel Lynch. Megan was a 2023 intern from Southern California who ended up on the crew, and Vincent ended up really, she was one of the people he kind of focused on as he got later into the project, and she provided us some really great content.
And to talk about the process, though, I mean, obviously you have work to do out there, and because you're working in wilderness a lot, it's not like you have chainsaws and technological gear. How do you look after the safety of the Wilderness Corps people in a very tough environment?
Well, I would just say, in 15 years of operation, we've never had a major injury. We've had plenty of poison oak and blisters, but we maintain a really disciplined training program where these fundamentals of safety and working in uncontrolled environments gets really drilled into people. And so they have checklists and processes that they follow to make sure that they're not going to have a log roll on them or a spring pole whacked up into their face and things like that. So I would say it's really the product of strong training.
So, Vincent, it wasn't that long ago, just 2 years, I guess, since you went through that training. What got you involved? What appealed to you in the first place about Wilderness Corps?
I think just that idea of experiencing a beautiful place, but also doing good work, is something that really appealed to me. I mean, I think over the course of my, short life here, I'm only 24 years old, but this has been the most impactful opportunity for service that I think that I've experienced thus far in my life. It's really hard work, but it's in an amazing place, and it has such an impact on these local communities who depend on these trails for recreation. So even though you might be suffering out there and really hurting, that what you're doing has an impact. And for the characters in the film, that's kind of their central struggle, is how do you square this mental and physical suffering with the fact that, what you're doing is helping a lot of people.
Well, you were able to, you mentioned making the presentation of still photos after your summer in Wilderness Corps. I mean, so obviously you had a chance to look around you from time to time, but I mean, in addition to looking at the people around you, what about the environment? I mean, did you get a chance to lift your head long enough to appreciate the scenic beauty around you?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, even though we were working, 9, 10, 11 hours a day, we still had an opportunity to go swim in the Chetco River, or eat dinner on a ridgetop, and those places out there, it might not be, it might not have quite the beauty of those sheer granite slopes of the Rockies, because it has been touched by so many fires, but there is a beauty in it in its own. It is so isolated and so remote. You'll probably never see more than one or two people out there, if any, if you go out there on a long backpacking trip. So it's that remoteness, that ruggedness, that sense of frontier that I think really makes it special.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to members of the Siskiyou Mountain Club, Vincent DeFrancesco, Communications Associate, and the filmmaker of A Long Way to Nowhere. Gabe Howe is the Executive Director of the Siskiyou Mountain Club. And you can join us with questions or comments via email at jeffexchange.org. We have an email already from Paul on Sterling Creek, who writes, the Siskiyou Mountain Club is doing a great job in keeping our wilderness hiking trails alive. Thank you, one and all. So has your support grown over the years, Gabe, as people become aware of what you're doing out there?
Yeah, our support has grown, and we've grown to a membership size of about 1,800 people, and we've got a bigger following. I would just say that, the demand for our service has grown, and our support from our federal partners at the Forest Service has grown to match that, and we are in the process of raising the operating capital we need to continue on this trajectory.
So are you kind of at a crossroads there?
I wouldn't say we're at a crossroads. I'd say we're always fundraising, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Like public radio.
Exactly.
So the choice of title for this, A Long Way to Nowhere, I mean, it may feel to like nowhere to people who are watching the film, but it's not nowhere to you guys. I mean, this work is really important. Vincent, is this meant to be an overview of what the Siskiyou Mountain Club does, or is there some aspect of recruiting film to it?
Yeah, well, the title actually comes from something that one of the protagonists of the film, Ryan Rail, said in an interview. He says, it's a long way to nowhere, but sometimes nowhere is the place to be. And he kind of was trying to express this sense that, you know, it's good to escape, you know, the rhythm of city life, to escape civilization and to get out there. And so I say that this film is yes, it is a tool for promotion, but it's certainly also a tool for recruitment. And I hope that some young people see this film and are inspired by this opportunity for service, and that they also might take that up.
Gabe, you mentioned how disciplined the training is. Is it rather boot campy like? I mean, do you have some people who just drop out in the training because they just figure they can't handle what's coming beyond it?
No, there's always some level of attrition, but not too much. Like last year, we had 20 start, and we had 17 who fulfilled their term. And typically it's just a case of, you know, someone who decides that this isn't really what I want to do for the rest of my summer, really early on. But I don't think there's much of a boot camp vibe. I think that, you know, we definitely maintain, some strong expectations, but people are free to be who they are, and kind of be themselves.
And we describe them alternately as volunteers and as interns. I presume they don't get paid anything, or do they?
Our interns make a training stipend. They receive $1,500 a month, and we also put them up in campgrounds and motels on their off days, so they don't have to worry about housing costs for the duration of their term.
And this comes from your membership, from contracts with the federal government. How does you fund this?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I would say, you know, about half the program is funded through agreements with the U.S. Forest Service, and the other half comes from private donations, our membership dues, some revenue we get from our online and brick and mortar store.
Now, I notice you've already had showings in Medford, Grants Pass, Ashland, and down in Sonoma, Marin. Two left. I mentioned the one tomorrow at the Curry Library in Gold Beach at 6 p.m. Egyptian Theater in Coos Bay on the 18th, also at 6 p.m. Wait, that's tonight and tomorrow. Sorry, tonight and tomorrow. Gold Beach and Coos Bay in that order. What have you gotten in the way of feedback, Vincent, as you've shown the film already?
I think for me, the most... I mean, we've had positive feedback everywhere, but for me, the most impactful response was just last night in Cave Junction. There were people in that community, because they live so close to the Calmeopsis, to these trails that are featured in the film, their response was much more personal, and they thanked us for representing this area in such a positive light, and for showing these places on film that are so dear to them.
So. Well, congratulations on the work and the response to it. And Gabe, when does training start for Wilderness Corps for this summer?
Well, the remote training has already started. We've just about finished hiring up, and right now they're getting education in Leave No Trace, the Wilderness Act, backcountry living, and doing some homework, essentially. And we'll bring our crews into the field starting June 2nd, and June 26th.
One school is
coming
out.
Right around the corner.
Okay. Gabe Howe is the executive director of the Siskiyou Mountain Club, Vincent DeFrancesco, communications associate, and the filmmaker of A Long Way to Nowhere. Let me unsnarl what I said already. It is showing tonight at the library in Gold Beach at 6 p.m., tomorrow night at the Egyptian Theater in Coos Bay at 6 p.m. Gabe and Vincent, thank you both.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good to have you here.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Take care.